Maybe if I were.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig like, it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you. Connor, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right, how was the weekend?
It was all right. It was all right. I'm just a lot of work I've been doing.
You know, when you're 20 years old and the weekends are just all right,
I'm a busy 20-year-old.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Now, all of a sudden, the ghost of Sandy has come back. Didn't hear him. You try it again, Sandy.
I'm talking, but you're...
Okay, so I thought this problem was done.
Okay,
all right, so what about now?
There it is.
Okay.
There, we're finally all right. There, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How was the weekend?
Well, my weekend was filled with hot summery activities.
You know, Sandy, I was down at the lakefront with the water and air show, and it never gets old.
Well, I saw lots of people in tents and automobiles. The whole lakefront was filled with people, I guess, there to watch stuff coming on the water.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're hearing an echo. And why we work to get that done. If you've never been to the air and water show on the lake in Milwaukee, you know, it's certainly not what they have in Oshkosh. With the big fly-in, it's not equal to that, but it is really a wonderful event, and to be able to get to see some of the planes that we have, Sandy, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better.
All right,
but
go ahead. It's still happening.
But I think the echo remains. I will call.
Well, we're still working with it, but the technician is working with it. He'll have it figured out. But Sandy, if you, in the meantime, if you want to call in, that'll be fine too.
Yep.
But I'll tell you something. If you haven't gotten a chance to be down at the lakefront and witness, you know, what really is just a spectacular display. I don't know what that plane is, but it's got to be. I think it has to be the what is the plane that we have that disappears? You don't even know what it is. Do you know, Evan? I mean, Connor.
No,
they've got a plane. Sandy's on the phone.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, so there's a plane that we have that is, and I don't know, it's probably about 20 years old now, but it's certainly, Sandy, are you there?
I am.
All right, good. We'll get it worked out before the break. But what is the name of the plane that we have that's supersonic and you can't see it? It's probably
stealth.
Yes, stealth. The stealth.
Yeah.
And it just the sound of it. You ever hear it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I have. I've read about them. I haven't seen
them.
Yeah,
well,
they have stealth bombers and they have stealth fighters.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a sonic boom, and and you hear these planes flying, and this is a sonic boom, and you're hearing it, and you don't see the plane until after the boom, and then you're looking around for it, and then it appears out of nowhere. Technology is unbelievable, Sandy. You think about war.
Well,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to rain on your parade, Earl, but we've been talking negatively about almost $800 billion that the country spends on defense. And here they are sending these air shows all around to all different cities in the country, I guess to market the notion of our military in some respects. And it must cost a lot of money to fly these planes and do these air shows and excite the public to talk about it on the radio just like we're doing right now.
Come on, man.
I'm just raining on your parade a little bit because all these flyovers at the NFL games and all these air shows, while they're exciting, are a demonstration of just how actively our defense establishment, I think, likes to whip up interest.
You know, Sandy, I can't dispute one word you are saying. I mean, you know, I'm one who talks about it all the time, along with you. But these cargo planes that they had flying low, the sheer size of this thing that, I mean, what we have is amazing. My issue is that we don't need to keep buying these things. We've got more than enough. But just seeing those things and watching.
Well, I think those cargo planes are actually what the Air National Guard here in Milwaukee is responsible for. Those, whatever the C, it's a
C-130 or
cargo.
Yeah.
They're huge planes, and I think they fly out of Mitchell Field.
Yeah. So clearly, you've seen them a few times.
Yeah, they have both refueling C cargo planes as well as the ones that just carry cargo and men.
Yeah. They had the refueling plane, and I'm just watching in amazement like the other people who are there. And I'll tell you this, Sandy, about Milwaukee, and we get a lot of negative publicity. But during the summer, Milwaukee is pretty jam-packed to bring tourists here to see all the different things that Milwaukee has to offer. And people from across the state spend a lot of time in downtown Milwaukee soaking up what you and I know is a treasure.
Yeah, Milwaukee's a hidden jewel, and maybe it's going to be less hidden as time goes on. If the Democratic convention had actually been pulled off here, and now the Republican convention, I think Milwaukee's getting more and more exposure to the Milwaukee Bucks. To the extent it's been a hidden jewel, hopefully it's going to shine more brightly in the sun.
Yeah, you know, Sandy, very well said. During the summer, just all the different activities. I mean, you know, people. All over. They weren't just on the lakefront. I mean, they were everywhere, all up by the water tower and everywhere else. There's just nowhere to go from the standpoint that people are just locked in there. And it's just wonderful, man, to be able to go down in just beautiful weather. Perfect day. So I really did. I enjoyed it. There were other activities and events all over the city. And you know, even when you hear all the negative things about our city, Sandy, it's safe in the areas where people are. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, I think the city is generally a safe city. I mean, I think there's a unfortunate lack of police attention and potential problems associated with some portions of the city. But I think, if you take the whole broad city geographically, it's a very safe place. You know who don't like the air shows very much, though?
Dogs, animals.
Dogs.
Yeah,
I guess. My dog does not like the air show very much at all. He looks up at me in horror. And then hides.
Well, he doesn't love the fireworks anymore, does he?
You know, for some reason, who knows? Dogs are variable. My dog doesn't dislike fireworks anywhere near as much as he dislikes the air show.
Well, you know, Sandy, again, the air show and the water show, they don't get old. Okay, have you ever been to the air show in Oshkosh?
Well, I have a story about that, actually. I was I used to do a lot of business in Green Bay. I was driving back from Green Bay middle of the week. I noticed that the air show is going on. I stop. I go to it. It's fantastic. It's like a time warp. You're going back to Kansas in the 30s, and it's like a fly-in, one of these fly-in things. I have a fantastic time. My kids were all small. I had four sons. They were all in grade school. Right. I decided I'm going to take them on Sunday to the air show. It's going to be fantastic. I pack them in the car, drive all the way up to Oshkosh, and the airport is empty because the air show ended on Saturday.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the airport. And all these thousands of airplanes evacuated, you know, they were gone. I mean, it must have taken 3 hours, but they were all gone. It was empty. I think my kids thought I was, like, telling them a story.
You know, Sandy, I've never been. I've always wanted to go, but I don't want to deal with the crowds. You know what I mean? There are crowds, people from all over the world out there, I guess, from what I've read about it. And,
well, I could, I would advocate it. It was a remarkable. I still have clear memories of it. It really was like a time warp. You know, I knew about it. I never went to, but there used to be these shows that would fly around the Midwest, and I always think of them and being in Kansas where Beechcraft was, and. You know, the air acrobatic planes, the guys standing on wings flying over, all of that stuff happens in Oshkosh.
All right, we got to go to break, Sandy. We'll be right back, 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
But we will play the entire of the J6 hearing. We're playing it live. We're going to play it live right here on this radio network. And, Dom, you would think maybe we could start there. But the farmer's still breaking laws and trying to overturn the last election to this very frickin' day. Which brings us to perhaps the subway.